Sinead.
Hooray.
The time isn't changing this weekend. It's the weekend after. Just so you know.
Just as well, I would have been an hour early at work next weekend going, oh, that Ray Darcy.
Well, there's no way of doing that anymore. Everyone has a phone and they automatically change it, don't they?
They do, but yeah. I have two alarm clocks next to my bed because I'm up early in the mornings and I don't want to sleep in. So I have two clocks, so I have to be careful with those.
You do.
Okay. And in case the battery died as well.
Of course. Well, just so you know, it's not this weekend, Sinead. It's the weekend after.
Noted.
Now, you're out enjoying the lovely spring weather.
I am, and happy International Day of Happiness. I'm very happy today, I have to say. I'm here in Dún Laoghaire, and the day is lovely. There's some hazy sunshine, but it's nice and warm. And the reason I'm here is that I'm going on the boat tour of Dublin Bay in the next half hour or so.
Nice.
So there's a group out here, they're called Goat Boat Tours, and they have all different types of tours. They go in different to different locations in different directions, but their main tour departs Dún Laoghaire Harbour here, and they go as far as Scotsman's Bay. They go to the Bats in Dún Laoghaire, to Sandy Cove, the 40 Foot, and I'll be going on that tour a little bit later on. So I'll be getting my gear and going through the safety briefing and hopping on the boat in a little while.
Nice. And you'll be seeing parts of Dublin in a way that you've never seen them before.
Exactly, because you see them always from terra firma, don't you? But it's different when you're on the boat and you're looking at them from a different angle and you're seeing things maybe that you didn't really notice before. So hopefully there'll be lots of that going on, and seeing the people as well. I think I'll have a good view of the East Pier, the pier that people like to walk up and down. So I'll be seeing people more than likely with some 99s because the weather is so nice today.
And you'll be seeing a lot of those glass-fronted houses that you can't see from the road. That have their own private beaches, and you'll be going.
Mm-hmm. No, you won't. Lives there now.
You'll be delighted for them. You'll be delighted for them.
I will. I know, but looking forward to it and to see the wildlife as well. You know, you never know. We might see a seal or some jellyfish while we're out on the boat as well.
Great. And before you headed out on the boat, you got to talk to people today about what?
Well, the evenings are getting longer and the sun is making an appearance. So what are people looking forward to the most when the days get that little bit longer? First up, here's Jerry.
It's not so much the evenings, but the mornings, because I find here in Ireland it's brighter, like at 8 o'clock in the morning, beautiful blue skies. Come 2 o'clock, it's all cloudy. So my trick is get up early in the morning, case in point this morning, jumped into the car, got straight up to the mountains, to Sally Gap, climbed around the mountains and beautiful lakes by myself. Fantastic for wellness, for everything else, and such beautiful weather. It can be no bad thing to get out there and kind of just, even just walking, appreciating nature, giving time to yourself. It's all good.
Man, Jerry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Liz, I think Liz speaks for all of us.
I'm looking forward to getting the washing on the line and getting it dried instead of it hanging around the house on a clothes horse for days.
Those clothes horses take up so much space as well.
Oh yes, I have one in the hall and it drives me mad looking at it. So I'm really looking forward to getting the clothes out on the line and watching them blow in the wind.
How many washes per day?
At least one a day, because I have two grandchildren living in the house, so there's always lots of washing.
Great drying out. Listen, we had Rachel and Kira Howard in yesterday. They run a website called Howrad, and they do printed mugs, among other things. And one of them is great drying out on the mug.
Great.
It's good. It's a good one. It's a good one. We should get one for Liz and send it out to her.
Yeah. Yeah, because I get so annoyed with the clothes horses. I have about two on the go all the time and I just want to get them out of the living room at this stage.
Yeah, well, there you go. Great trying out today, Sinead, but you're out in the boat, so whatever. Dara was next. Hello, Dara.
Doing a bit of camping with some of my friends from secondary school. Touched base there a few months back. So.
Where will you go camping?
I live in Virginia, but just around Cavan, just a few glamping spots. He's looking into it anyways. He knows the ins and outs a bit more than I do.
Are you any good yourself? Do you know how to make a fire?
Oh, I do, yeah. I used to do it a long time ago, but it's been a while, so...
What's the best thing about camping?
Being in touch with nature, the good weather as well, so that's why I'm looking forward to it.
There's a mixture of excitement and trepidation there in Dara's
There is
voice.
A little bit. I've left it up to my friend, he said. So hopefully the friend will have everything sorted by time they go camping. Mm-hmm. Next up, I met Noreen.
I'm looking forward to being able to go into the IFI, which is the cinema in town, for the later shows, because I can come home and it's not going to be too dark. I just love the brightness.
There's something nice about being able to go into town, see a show, into maybe a dark cinema, and when you exit, it's still bright.
Absolutely. There's nothing nicer than looking at the bright sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of matinees when we were younger, going to the cinema and you'd come out at whatever it was, 5 o'clock, and it would still be bright. Or in later years, going to nightclubs and leaving when it was bright in the morning.
Two completely different experiences there.
Yes.
You probably would have met Philip out walking the dogs.
Everything opens up, you know, it's much simpler. You don't have to do all this stuff with the dogs to safeguard them in the dark. So I just love this time of the year with the daffodils waving.
Will you be going for longer walks with the dogs now?
Well, they want that, yeah. I'm actually going up to Roscommon next week and they'll come with me, so we'll do lots of long walks, yeah.
Thanks, Philip.
Mm-hmm. Next up, an interesting lady from Serbia. Ines is her name.
The walks on the piers, because I'm from Dún Laoghaire, plus I spin fire. I always do that on the West Pier.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You spin fire?
Yes. There's chain attachment to Kevlar, which is then doused in a mix. Everybody has their own mix. I use lamp oil and diesel, and you spin and have fun.
Is there a community?
Yes, Dublin Fire Community. You can find them on Instagram.
What kind of enjoyment do you get out of it?
It's good cardio. You're going to smack yourself in the head a couple of times while practicing, but it's actually good fun because the fire makes a sound, so you actually sound like you're spinning a lightsaber. So there you go.
What a brilliant idea for you, Sinead.
Yeah, maybe that could be my next report.
Yes.
Spinning fire.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it here first.
You get the odd belt on the head with something that's
but
on fire.
Grand.
But apparently you'd be grand. You'd be grand.
And it's like being in a movie with a lightsaber.
Yeah. There you go. Fionnuala was next.
I love pottering around the garden. I love the walks in the park. And they were absolutely verboten for a while with the darkness. But this is so exciting and I enjoy everything that I take part in.
Is there a particular spot in your garden that you like?
There's a great corner where I just snuggle into. All is quiet and the light is great. I just really, really enjoy doing that. It almost feels like you're in Spain, just picking that spot and feeling the sun. It is strong enough to feel like Spain.
Ah, that's nice. Mm. Fionnuala is very excited about the onset of spring and summer.
And finally, here's Ciarán.
I'm looking forward to not having to turn on the central heating.
It's a blessing.
Also to be able to go on holidays abroad, you know, again. Well, I go to Crete in the summertime, though I do, and I go to Malta in the wintertime. Get away from the infernal cold here. That's it. Adios, amiga.
Adios
yourself.
he was great fun.
Yeah. So a boat awaits you.
A boat awaits me. The Goat Boat Tour. I'm going to pop down to them now. I can see a lot of boats down by the pier, but I'm not too sure which one is the Goat Boat.
It does
have a name. It's called the Billy Goat, so
right.
It's well branded, I'm told.
And is Goat greatest of all time, G-O-A-T, or is it actually
That's
a
it,
goat?
The greatest of all time. But
there
as well as that, there's a local connection. When you're out on this tour, you might spot a few on Dalkey Island.
Ah, a few
and
goats, yeah.
You do have a view of Hoth Head as well. I don't know
more
if
goats,
it would be...
More goats there
More
well.
Goats there,
yes.
But you might have to bring a pair of binoculars to see them.
Okay. The Goat Boat. Good luck. Thanks, Sinead.
It's long. August
on.
Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Right, and Sinead Nualakon is happy today. She's out in a boat in Dublin Bay. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray. Yes, I'm on a boat tour of Dublin Bay. I'm here by the East Pier in Dún Laoghaire, watching all the people walking up and down, looking for ice creams. I can see ahead of me the Dún Laoghaire Harbour, and if I squint my eyes, I have a view of Hoth Head as well. The lexicon is behind me, and I'm in very safe hands because I have the two owners of the Goat Boat Tours with me here. Ed Ruan is the skipper today, but Conor Battigan is by my side, and he's telling me all about the history of the area and telling me all about the wildlife that we can see. And we've just spotted something there in the water. Is that a duck or a heron, or what is it, Conor?
That's a shark, Sinead. that's a cormorant. So the cormorants, they're not great flyers, but they're great swimmers. And they'll just dive down and go hunting for fish.
Conor, are the cormorants the one that then when they dive for fish, they get up on a rock and they spread the wings to dry them off? Is that the cormorant?
Yeah, that's them. And the reason they do that is because, believe it or not, their wings are not waterproof. So they come back up, they have to open their wings, dry their wings out, get rid of any air pockets, and then dive back down. So it's a bit of a flaw in their design.
Right. What brought you to boat tours in Dublin Bay, Conor?
It's a good question. I've always loved the water, and I remember as a child, my Auntie Pat, Patricia O'Dea, she was an Aer Lingus aerostess, and she used to fly around the world, and she brought back a rubber dinghy from New York, and we used to use it down in British Bay, and I just fell in love with the water. I loved it. It's my happy place. And then later on in life, I met an amazing man called Tim McGuinness, who passed away at the age of 95 last year, and he introduced me to sailing, and he had a beautiful boat called Marguerite, which was built in 1896. She's still around, and I just fell in love with the water. He just showed me how to sail, and there was another very important guy as well, Sean Cullen, who's still around, and those two guys just taught me about the sea, and I just have a huge passion for it.
And it must be great to do what you do, because when you're out in the boat in Dublin Bay on a day like today, people are happy, there's smiles everywhere.
Oh, this is the best job in the world, Ray. You think you have it good. This is unbelievable. Like, we are now in Dunleary Harbour on a magnificent boat. The sun is beating down. We're looking at people here smiling, having ice cream. They're walking the pier. They're happy. This is not a job. This is just, it's a dream come true. Both Ed and I can't believe, you know, we get paid to do this for a living. It's just incredible.
And is it mainly tourists, or do locals go out on your tours?
It's a mixture. You'll be surprised how many people from Dunleary have never been on a boat or have never been in the water. So we've a mixture. We've locals, we've domestic tourists, we've international tourists, people from all over the world. We've had all ages. We've had our oldest passenger has been 95. Our youngest has been around 7. So, yeah, all walks of life. It's great. We get to meet so many different people, share our passion, of sailing, of the boat, of Dublin Bay. One thing to note about Dublin Bay is a UNESCO biosphere. And we think Dublin is the only city in the world that has a bay that's a UNESCO biosphere. And we just want to share that with people. There's so much wildlife. There's about 350 or 360 seals in Dublin Bay, so you're nearly guaranteed to see seals. There's jellyfish, like the kids love coming out on the tours because you get a great perspective of the jellyfish. Normally you see jellyfish either on the beach or just at the water's edge, but when you come on the boat you can look down, you see huge lion's manes jellyfish. You can see compass jellyfish, barrel jellyfish, and moon jellyfish, and then there's also porpoises, which a lot of people mistake for
dolphins,
but they are not dolphins. No, they're more related to whales. So they have a face like a beluga whale. They grow up to about 2 meters in length maximum, and then you have obviously dolphins as well. And actually, the dolphins are about at the moment. They've been spotted off the 40-foot over the last 2 weeks. So we're keeping our eyes peeled for them.
And Conor, tell us about the boat you're in now.
Well, the boat we're in now, she's a beautiful, beautiful lady. She's hand-built from the ground up. She can hold 11 passengers and the captain as well. There's plenty of space on her to walk around for us as the crew. There's plenty of leg space for people. And she's a boat that she doesn't slam in the water. She actually glides. The best way of describing it, if you can visualise a magic carpet, so she glides along the water. Like, we've had a lady who came down during the summer last year armed with her own sick bags, and, you know, I was a bit taken aback and I said, look, what are you expecting? And she said, well, look, I get sick when I go kayaking. And, well, I said, look, if you're going to get sick, I said, look, this is how you do it. But she went out the boat with us, came back, didn't use the sick bag, and she never felt sick. So, it's a boat that's, she's just incredible. Yeah. Seeing is believing. You need to come out. You need to come out yourself, Ray.
Yes, no, I will. And we were saying to Sinead earlier on, is it goat referring to the goats that you may see or greatest of all time?
Well, I suppose, it's both in a way, and the second one by an accident. So my family and my mum's family are from Dalkey since they've had a presence since 1810. And as a kid, I used to, every Sunday we used to spend time in Dalkey Island Hotel after a swim, you know, having a side donut and a packet of crisps. And I'd be looking at Dalkey Island, or I'd be mucking around Collymore Harbour, and I'd always wonder about the goats, what they got up to. And then when we decided to set up the business, I wanted to come up with a catchy name. So I came up, I said, what's unusual? So I came up with goat, and I went back to my son, and he said, oh, Dad, that's perfect. It's just like Messi. Sure, he's the greatest of all time. So then if it was, you know, we decided if it's good enough for Messi, well, then it's good enough for us. So that's how Goat Boat Tours was born.
Yeah. And not only are they on that island, but they're also on Howth Head as well, the goats.
Yeah, they are. So they're on Howth Head, and the reason they're there is to keep the gorse down, to minimise the risk of fire. They've also been introduced to Killiney Hill to minimise the risk of fire there as well. And they're also on Dalkey Island. There's about 11 on Dalkey Island up until 2 weeks ago. And then there was two kids born. And then I did a boat tour about... we're just a seal now. You can't see him now. He's just come up to the boat. And we've got about 20 or 30 people on the harbour looking. But anyway, I'll go back to what I was talking about.
Seal report. Give us another seal report there, Connor.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a seal. Well, this seal, actually, that's come up here, is really, really cheeky. So what he does is, when there's people fishing in the harbour, on small boats in the harbour rods, this seal will actually wait until the fish are hooked onto the line, and then you take the fish off the hook. He's just so cheeky.
Yeah.
He's nearly our pet now. He follows us around the harbour.
I interrupt you there. Where were you? What were you talking about?
I've no idea.
well, just finally, before we let you go,
Remember these things.
I was interrupted by a seal, which has never happened before. Which is the first.
Yeah.
So we saw something on your website. We're hoping you can reveal what it says. Just wait until you hear what Connor's uncle Paddy did at Collymore Harbour, Dalkey.
Oh yeah, yeah. So my dear grandfather Arthur Cork, he was a prison officer, and he was involved in setting up the first prison officers union. And there was a gun planted on him, and we think the gun was planted on him because someone or the authorities weren't happy that he was involved in setting up the prison officers union. So he came home, he confided in Uncle Paddy and said, listen, Paddy, here's a gun, can you get rid of it for me? So Uncle Paddy used to have a pint of Guinness in Dalkey Island Hotel, so he went down one Saturday night, had a couple of pints of Guinness, and then just hopped over the wall into Collymore Harbour and threw the gun off the harbour wall. So the gun is still there somewhere.
Right.
We haven't found
it's a great
so
story.
That's the story about Uncle Paddy.
Listen, Conor Badigan, co-owner of Goat Tours, thanks for talking to us today. Sinead Niulacon, enjoy your boat tour around Dublin Bay. Thank you very much. That's it from us.